Went on that when the Holy Spirit falls on some people like Solomon, he gets smart. You know, the Holy Spirit falls on Samson, he gets strong. You know, the Holy Spirit falls on Daniel, you know, he learns to, he interprets dreams and has supernatural intelligence. Are you with me? And there's something about the Holy Spirit being able to visit you. And the Lord said to me, I don't know if you do this. I'm not a victim. I grew up in a really tough life, and I've chosen to not live in feeling sorry for myself. But once in a while, I get there. And one day, I was really just doing that. I was really in one of those places where people were getting touched everywhere. I carried my wife out again to the car. Like, I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of being totally, completely bored while everybody around me is having a party, and I don't know what's wrong with me. And the Lord said to me in an angry voice one day, I'll do to you whatever I want to do to you whenever I want to do it, and you need to remember that you are my son and I'm in charge of you. And I'll come on you any way I want to, and you just deal with it. And stop trying to imitate everybody else. And what I realized is that when the Holy Spirit comes on our life, that it's like, in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul writes this. He writes, God is going to share the manifold wisdom of God to principalities and powers in high places. I really screwed that verse up, and it's such an amazing verse. I want to read it. Listen to this. This is amazing. Administration of the mystery which has been hidden from the ages, bring to light the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known through the church to rulers and authorities in heavenly places. And the word manifold wisdom, the word manifold means multicolored wisdom. And I just have a sense that the Holy Spirit, the way that God moved on in Toronto, that the Lord is moving again. I have a sense that the Lord is moving again, but this time, and I don't mean that he isn't still moving the same way he moved in Toronto. I think when God gives you something, the gifts and callings of God are irrevocable. And I consider that the way that God moved in Toronto, where people got drunk, and I think they still can. I mean, I still think that's available. Does that make sense? But I think that the Lord is highlighting something. I feel like the Holy Spirit's falling on people, and they're beginning to get creative like they were in the days of Moses, when the Holy Spirit anointed these guys. And as the Holy Spirit anoints these people, they begin to be able to carve and begin to work with silver and gold and fabric, and they start creating things that they've never seen, never heard of before. And I have a sense, everyone's like preaching, well, the Renaissance is coming. I think the Renaissance is coming in a completely different manifestation. That I think what's going to make the Renaissance look like it wasn't creative. I think like the most creative work that God's ever done on the planet is about to be released on people, and they're going to say things they've never said before. They're going to write things. They're going to paint things. They're going to.